Widest Music Variety here at North Canterbury's Compass FM in the studio today. We welcome back into Compass FM Greta Bond from Age Concern. Morena, how are you, Greta?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you.
It's really lovely to have you back into the studio.
Thank you.
Compass FM. It's a little bit chilly today, isn't it?
It is.
But we're going to be talking about the polar opposite today, aren't we?
That's correct.
So, Greta, just wondering, even though it's quite chilly outside, why are we looking at how we can help elderly around temperatures, I guess?
Yeah, well, I was really wanting to talk about heat waves. Mm-hmm. Now, we've been talking about climate change kind of in the abstract for a really long time. It's a problem that a lot of people see as being a long way off. But I think, unfortunately, what we're beginning to see around the world and in New Zealand is the direct impact of climate change in ways that everyone can notice.
Yeah.
With the extreme weather events, etc. We've seen these devastating floods in the North Island. There's floods in landslides in South Korea, floods in Chile, Brazil, in the United States, but there's also this massive heat wave in Europe, and now international ground temperatures have been the hottest this week ever.
Wow.
Like, that's not only since records began, but it's believed basically for the last 10,000 years or more, this has been the hottest week in the world.
Wow.
Which is hard to believe when it's chilly outside.
Yeah. Right, when it's minus five.
Like, the temperature may reach 48 degrees in Spain, Italy and Greece, for example, this week. Now, I think it's really important to talk about the risks posed by heat waves while it's still cold, because by the time we're in a heat wave, it may be too late for our most vulnerable people. So we need to plan that in advance. It's something I don't think we necessarily really think of as a risk in New Zealand. We look forward to the warm weather. Mm. But a heatwave is, there's a bit of argument about when it's actually officially one, but generally when the daytime temperature is 5 degrees above the usual for 3 days.
Yeah.
Particularly risky when it's humid and when the temperature doesn't come at night. And I don't think generally the news media really helps. They're talking about this heatwave in Europe and you see lots of people frolicking in the fountains in Rome.
Yeah.
But to put it in perspective, it's estimated that last year 18,000 people died in Italy from the heat.
Oh my goodness.
That's 62,000 people in Europe more widely.
Wow, that is huge numbers. Hey, so Greta, how are older people especially impacted by heat waves?
Unfortunately, in a heat wave, it's older adults are much more likely to suffer harm, along with young children as well. It's because older people don't adjust as well as younger people to sudden changes in temperature. They're more likely to have chronic medical conditions that impairs the body's response to heat. They're also more likely to take prescription meds that affect the body's ability to control its own temperature. I think older people may also be socially isolated and have mobility issues that prevent them from getting themselves out of the heat. That can all add up to a pretty dangerous situation.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what can we do to prepare now? I mean, even I've noticed recently, like even today or yesterday, it was quite mild outside, quite warm, and I didn't know whether I should chuck extra layers on or take them off, and it really does throw your body around a wee bit. So what are some things that we could do to prepare for when the heat does arrive?
Well, I feel like I'm here every time and I talk about the value of social connection. I'm just always banging on about it, but it's true. And if you're an older person with mobility issues, the biggest protective factor is knowing your neighbours and having friends, family, church or social connections who are there to help you. And plan in advance so that when a disaster strikes, or a heatwave is no exception, it's really important to have a plan in place, maybe have a heatwave buddy if you don't know that many people who you can check in with and who can check on you.
That is so good. So what should we do if a heat wave does occur?
Well, the good news, I think, is compared to Europe, for example, New Zealand has heaps more air conditioning units in people's homes. Now, and that's your heat pump. So that can be used to cool down your home as well. And doing that on hot days, it's not just a luxury. It could be life-saving. Now, if you don't have that option, think about where you might want to go to shelter from the heat in a heat wave and make a plan of how you'll get there. Now, this this could be staying with friends or family, or going to the public library or other public spaces where you can sit and keep cool. Even doing that for part of the day is a really good protective factor against damage from the heat. You need to keep hydrated, drinking more than you think that you need and before you feel thirsty. Stay inside and in the shade, take cool showers. I'm almost making myself cold talking about this because it's so cold outside. Yeah. But it's really worth planning. Wear loose clothing. Don't use the stove to cook because it'll make your home hotter.
Yeah.
And basically keep in touch with friends and neighbours. Keep an ear on your local radio station. He'll be able to provide updates if they're needed.
Sure will.
Yep. Yeah, I guess really on this cold freezing day outside, I guess the important thing is to think about how to be prepared and how we look after each other during these severe weather events. It's about prioritising your health and the health of others, and also to think ahead to make sure that we're all ready.
Yeah, I think that is so key there, Greta. You've had some fantastic points there, and as you were explaining some ways of being prepared, you also mentioned the value of looking after yourself. I think at the moment it's great to prepare, it's also great to prioritise yourself. Don't not have the heater on at the moment, and it kind of breaks your heart when you hear people who are understandably worried about the cost of power, and especially when they're elderly. You need to look after yourself because so many people need you around.
I think that's so true. You know, we need you, we love you, keep warm. Yeah. When it's in the summer, keep cool, and yeah, do take care out there.
Yeah, wrap up, grab some blankets, or pop along and see Hope Community Trust, or get someone to drop off a hottie bottle or something like that. Yep. To keep you nice and warm, and that can also be used as a cool pack in summer.
Nice one.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Greta Bond from Age Concerned CEO. We'll catch you back next month.
Compass FM.